Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just like focused on the music right now, you feel me? Working on this project. But I will answer questions if questions come up. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna discuss some things and we're gonna move on. Real quick, like West. Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a motherfucking minute. Verbs that I battle cancel. What the fuck am I supposed to be offended? I'm just a rookie. Conversations about the best in battle rap. Why the fuck am I a venom? That nigga washed. My opinion, that nigga soft. Got the mannerisms of a woman. When you rap like this, you don't be thirsty for no battle with no so-called legend. RuPaul, too wrong, fool. You just been around too long, fool. I don't want you. Don't fuck with this comedic science. I'm banging that Pharaoh thing. You ain't had a battle rap hit, man, since you hollered out Big Gerald name. It's the Arrow Gang. Magi Warriors. You boring us. Tried to hit me with the red or blue pill like you Morpheus. You dogs is just so wrapped up in your battle rap life. You act like you making money out of this shit. You a veteran, that only means you couldn't make it with music. You shouldn't be proud of that shit. Whoa now. Bust it, let's discuss it. Taking Drake flow now. Big Daddy Kane brought you up on the stage. Now you think you home now? Whoa pal, slow down. Guess we both should get our own style. Hit you with the 4-0 cap, it's a soul cap. All my niggas good with numbers, breaking down math like the old cap. Boy, you're so wild. With your old style, you were so hot, now you're so mild. Pull out 2 sticks, I cock one and hit your soul child. Boy, you're so wild. Said he not gay, I'm like Houseway. Bonnie Godiva brought out a dildo. You for sure smiled, that was so foul. But we know now, ho well. Haunts the bigger, better things. My phone, if it ever rings. My home, LA battlegrounds. No contracts, I can travel round. Big cannon, get your wig damaged. Joe Knight, don't lie, you'll die. I'll fry all y'all niggas. I'll fry all y'all niggas. Tell Loso that I'm high soul. Got a rifle for your Bible. Aiming at an arch for your archangel. Michael better duck, I hit his halo. Might just try to battle 4 or 5 times this year. Said I was a clone, I'd be gone back in 2015. But I'm still here, I instill fear. I'm a legend in the making. I'm no Muslim, but love turkey bacon. Fuck your church and your denomination. Peace to the guys on my sevens and my brethren. Shout out to the Marsh Nation. They don't really know what they facing. I already know how it go. Every battle, they just gon' dispolite. Okay, alright, we get it. You got nothing for me. Your stories is always you struggle. Don't judge you. You come from the inner city. You was drinking liquor out your mama city. Victim, pity. Pretty silly if you ask me, really. If you niggas so violent, then how could you stand there in silence for 3 rounds while another nigga wildin' all in your face, invading your space? You niggas is fake. The pictures you paint is blurry. It picks the lace. Don't worry, we straight. I got this. The realest nigga in it, homie. I promise. I'm honest. I kill him with knowledge. I'm polished. I got the key just like I'm Khaled. I'm about to hop in the Impala. Go hard in the paint like I'm Waka Flocka. Block a nigga shot just like I'm Serge Ibaka. I'm a battle rapping, pocket tapping, velociraptor, Vicky Park, immaculate conception, wrapped in one direction, busting your direction. Ah! Wait a minute.
Ayo, come on, B. So you niggas still don't think this nigga's the truth? I mean, let's not get it fucked up. Let's not forget the other shit I uploaded where he was coming at Tank and them niggas. Like, this nigga can battle rap and make music. I'm just saying, listen again to the words and what he's saying. Verb, my man, but goddamn, bro, this nigga is nice, bro. Fuck all that bullshit y'all niggas be talking about.
I'm just like focused on the music right now, you feel me? Working on this project. But I will answer questions if questions come up, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna discuss some things and we're gonna move on. Real quick, like, West. Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a motherfucking minute. Verbs that I battle cancel. What the fuck am I supposed to be offended? I'm just a rookie. Conversations about the best in battle rap. Why the fuck am I a venom? That nigga washed. My opinion, that nigga soft. Got the mannerisms of a woman. When you rap like this, you don't be thirsty for no battle with no so-called legend. RuPaul, too wrong, fool. You just been around too long, fool. I don't want you. Don't fuck with this comedic science. I'm banging that Pharaoh thing. You ain't had a battle rap hit, man, since you hollered out Big Gerald name. It's the Arrow Gang. Magi Warriors. You boring us. Tried to hit me with the red or blue pill like you Morpheus. You dogs is just so wrapped up in your battle rap life. You act like you making money out of this shit. You a veteran, that only means you couldn't make it with music. You shouldn't be proud of that shit. Whoa now. Bust it, let's discuss it. Taking Drake flow now. Big Daddy Kane brought you up on the stage. Now you think you home now? Whoa pal, slow down. Guess we both should get our own style. Hit you with the 4-0 cap, it's a soul cap. All my niggas good with numbers, breaking down math like the old cap. Boy,
you're so out. With your old style, you were so hot, now you're so mild. Pull out 2 sticks, I cock one and hit your soul, child. Boy, you're so wild. Said he not gay, I'm like Houseway. Bonnie Godiva brought out a dildo. You for sure smiled, that was so foul, but we know now. Ho wow, ho well. Haunt the bigger, better things. My phone, if it ever rings. My home, LA battlegrounds. No contracts, I can travel around. Big cannon, get your wig damaged. Joe Knight, don't lie, you'll die. I'll fry all y'all niggas. I'll fry all y'all niggas. Tell Loso that I'm high so. Got a rifle for your Bible. Aiming at an arch for your archangel. Michael better duck, I hit his halo. Might just try to battle 4 or 5 times this year. Said I was a clone, I'll be gone back in 2015. But I'm still here, I instill fear. I'm a legend, legend in the making. I'm no Muslim, but love turkey bacon. Fuck your church and your denomination. Peace to the guys on my sevens and my brethren. Shout out to the Marsh Nation. They don't really know what they facing. I already know how it go. Every battle, they just gon' dispolite. Okay, alright, we get it. You got nothing for me. Your stories is always you struggle. Don't judge you. You come from the inner city. You was drinking liquor out your mama city. Victim, victim, pity, pity. Pretty silly if you ask me, really. If you niggas so violent, then how could you stand there in silence for 3 rounds while another nigga wildin' all in your face, invading your space? You niggas is fake. The pictures you paint is blurry and pixelate. Don't worry, we straight. I got this. I got this. The realest nigga in it, homie. I promise. I'm honest. I kill him with knowledge. I'm polished. I got the keys just like I'm Khaled. I'm about to hop in the Impala. Go hard in the paint like I'm Waka Flocka. Block a nigga shot just like I'm Serge Ibaka. I'm a battle rapping, pocket tapping, velociraptor, Vicky Park, immaculate conception, wrapped in one direction, busting your direction. Ah! Wait a minute.
Damn, man. Stop playing with me, man. Yo, if y'all niggas don't think that shit is fire, I'm going to tell you niggas. Hold on, B. Let me see who this right here real quick. I'm going to ask you. Hey, yo, 540-819, you on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on.
You sound mad fucking, bro. Who this?
Yo, it's Charles from the group.
Hey, yo, my nigga. Hey, yo, how you feel about that song?
That shit was fire. That shit. Verb got to come back. He got to do something after that.
You think so?
Yeah, that shit was fire. I listened
to
that
shit
early.
Yo, hey, yo, son, B, that is the truth. Niggas don't want to say that shit, but, like do you feel like that luck shit going to follow him forever?
Nah, because he's starting to switch up in his battles and shit. He not doing all the manual. It was really like the mannerisms for real, like in the pattern. So he's switching that up. I don't even really think of Lux no more for real, to be honest.
I mean, my whole thing about it is since this nigga been here, this nigga been making mad noise. Mad noise. And any come on, man. It was just hating on him, bro.
Yeah, but now he stand out. Now he his own man. Now niggas got to come to him. He already said it in the song. L.A. Battlegrounds is home. He can go wherever. He ain't going back. So now niggas got to go to him. So it's going to be niggas like this vets that can travel. So he going to get some battles. And there should be some good matchups.
Yeah, but the game is fucked up because niggas still want bread. Niggas want guaranteed bread. That's the whole thing. So I don't know, man. I talked to Verb earlier and shit. And Verb was on some shit like, he'll never battle him. Then he said, well, there has to be double now with him. So, I don't know.
That money, Verb don't want that smoke. Verb ducking, though. Verb don't want that.
See, Verb was on some shit like, he's the 10th most highest viewed U.S.
I mean, yeah.
So, he on some shit like, that shit got to count for something.
But what did it count for when he battled D out of Henny Man, though?
I'm a nigga. I'm lost with all this shit. That's why I was so mad about the whole... I'm on this blunt and shit, my boy. That's why I was so mad about the whole fucking this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I would think your name is the reason why the niggas offering you the bread. You know what I'm saying?
Damn
or
right.
Or why he's won the best of the shit.
But nah, he ducking them, though. That's just a way to get out of... And say, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to say, I don't want that smoke for real. You know what I'm saying? He really don't want to see that.
Or not even that. You got to come clean, my nigga. this $45,000 in American money. You can say you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just say I don't have that kind of blood to bet. I'm gonna be mad at that shit, nigga.
Yeah, it's 45 racks, like, yeah. But nigga, he don't want to feel like he got 100 battles on cam and ain't got 45,000, because you got to think, Cap, that's fucking 500 a battle on cam. You know what I'm saying? Like Dez done did too much shit. He done did a movie. He done did 100 battles on cam, and you know he getting at least 3,000 a battle, 3,000-4,000 a battle, at least.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel where you're coming from. You got to think about it. Niggas like Surf is getting like 17 and 20. That three don't mean nothing when a nigga's getting 17, 20. And you done put in more work than him. So I feel what this is coming from. My thing is, if he's so easy to beat, why not get your name being bigger than his? Fuck all that. He got money on the table.
Because it's the risk. Everybody can perform. Like you know how you shooting dice with somebody? Motherfuckers get nervous when it's their last 20. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't perform under pressure when that money up like that. So he might get to stumble in and fumble in it. You know what I'm saying? Think about his rhymes and choke for 45,000.
I mean,
like, you know what I'm saying?
So hey, like, man. Hold on. I'm about to add DMV on. Hold on 1 second. All
right.
Yo, DMV.
Yo.
Yo, what up, brother, man? Yo, hey, yo.
Hey, what's happening,
man? Come on, Diz. Yo, my nigga. Hey, DMV, this whole motherfucking, this B-Dot song, like, come on, bruh.
Bruh. Hey. Yo. Hey, people don't want no problems, man. I mean, he calling them out, man, but don't. Only
That's
person I seen that really stepped up was, who was that? Was Pink, the one joint, I mean, which was all right. But, man, people going to try to duck and be like, ah, they don't want them problems, though, bro.
You got to be real. In the ring and on the wax. Come on, man.
Oh, man. Hey, it was crazy. It was crazy, man. I mean, he had the double top flow with the slow joint. I mean, something nice. We've been said that, though. But, I mean, people going to keep acting like, you know what I'm saying? People going to keep acting like he not nice. I mean, I think he's stepping to his own. I mean, honestly, on the battle tip, I like what he has done. I mean, like it or not, I mean, I was one of the first people out there saying, you know, he's a Lux clone. I think he's truly shed that. You know, I still stand by some of those battles and saying, you know, some of the things I saw at the time. But I think he shed that and kind of stepped more in his own. And then on wax, I mean, if you ain't heard his previous mixtapes and his music he got out there, it's all been dope, man. I've been bumping it. So, and the last track he put out before this is dope. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Yo, that if that Lux clone shit got the window, bro. It gotta be.
Say
it
again.
Has to be by now. That Lux clone shit has to be out the window by now, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's totally said that now, which is a good thing. I really think it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he listened. I think, you know, whether he admitted or not, you know what I'm saying? I think he listened a little bit to that criticism and was like, yo, let me separate myself. So, and he's done that to me. So, I appreciate what he's putting out right now. So, you know, I want to hear somebody respond. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to see.
No one's
going to
do that.
I think Norbs and them need to just say, fuck the PG and bring him over, though. Like, at this point, it makes sense. Like, it makes too much sense. Like, he don't need to be in a class with Ryder. No disrespect to Ryder, none of them, Jack Boy and none of them, you know what I'm saying? But he need to be with Hav and T-Top and them. He in that class. He in that tier.
Facts. And I
man,
think,
listen, bro. Mm-hmm.
I think, and let me say this, man, because when we first started talking about him, you know, when he kind of went viral, you know, the Daylight John or whatever, man. But, you know, before that, I mean, he had battles out. You know, he's not super young. He's not old by any means, but – you know what I'm saying? He had battles, you know, in 09, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, not that he was doing it on this level, you know what I'm saying? It was more, you know, it was more Smack DVD style-ish battles, a couple battles, I guess, at that time. So he's been rhyming for a long time, and he's already said in his past, you know, he's got He's got that musical background and everything. I just don't think – I really don't think he wants to get pigeonholed, you know what I'm saying, as a – or just labeled a PG or any, whatever you want to call him. You know, he still stands on rookie. He'll say that, but, you know, I think he just don't want to be labeled. I think the talent speaks for itself. I think he's done enough work. I mean, he's put in great performances. Yeah, give him a shot, you know what I'm saying? Give him a shot. I mean, it's, yeah, does it have to be – does it have to be K-Rock? Obviously, no. You know what I'm saying? Does it have to be Verb? Probably not. But the fact that he stood in there with Cortez, you know, toe-to-toe in a dope battle, you know what I'm saying? And the joint before that, another dope battle, the stuff he had against Light. You know, it's just kind of crazy that we, you know, to get on URL, you kind of got to go through some of those growing pains. I get they're trying to brand it, you know, the process. To me, they're trying to brand the process, you know. You start here and you work your way up, but... I mean, come on. Some people can skip a couple rungs on the ladder, bro. I think he could do it.
Yeah, he got to take a road trip. He got to leave L.A.
Hey, bro, your phone is not breaking up.
I said to solidify a spot, like, totally, he got to leave L.A. He got to leave home.
Oh, yeah. What Danny told him in the joint during the L.A. Battlegrounds joint, you talk all this safe shit, you know, but I'm the one taking all the backlash, you know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, Danny has kind of rode for the West Coast hard, you know what I'm saying, coming out, you know what I'm saying? He's got his smack battles. He's got other league battles out here on the East Coast and stuff. So I agree with that. I think he does need to step out of that element a little bit. You know, just like it looks like we would say Lux or Mook, you know, need to have a performance, you know, an out-of-town performance at least. Even though we know Mook, you know, rolled through the D and did what he did, you know, according to Bizarre and all that we had on the show before. So, but I really think we B-Dot needs to stand in front of that New York crowd, you know, one time, you know what I'm saying, and gain the respect of that crowd, you know. Once that happened, Nitty had to do it, so, you know what I mean? Once Nitty did it, it kind of changed for him, you know what I'm saying, it elevated him, so... I think you need to do it as well. I agree with you.
And if you think about it, even Danny said that shit in the battle. Like, Danny said you ever stood in front of the stage in front of 1,000 New York niggas hoping you lose. Like, that's some real shit right there.
That's a fact. You know, Danny put it all on the line. You know, but that's him. You know what I'm saying? He don't. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to just smash anything in front of him anyway. He takes it as, you know what I'm saying, I'm better than all y'all regardless. I don't care what you think. I'm better than all y'all, so I want to take the hardest opponent. I want to take whoever's out, you know what I'm saying? You say this person the dopest, put him in front of me. I'll take him on. So I think B-Dot has that same mentality. Now he just need to have a battle in an unfriendly environment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
Hey, caller, yo, you know, I'm about to get it. Hey, call stand the phone, all right? Let me show you what.
I bet.
I'm about to call Danny. I'm about to call Danny Myers. And then we might have Battle Truth come on tonight and shit. This is all battle rap and shit. This is an impromptu show and shit. I'm just bored right now. It's mad slow for me with cars, so I'm just like, why not? So hold on real quick.
So I'm over here.
Yeah. So. That was a dope joint to drop today. What else dropped? I don't know. Any battles dropped recently? I don't think any battles dropped recently. Let me look. Let's see. Y'all out there, what's the number one battle y'all looking for on this?
I'm back with the guest. We got the bar guy on. We got Danny Myers. Danny, what's goodie?
What's good?
Not shit.
Hey, what
nigga.
Up, bro? This DMV,
me,
man.
Me.
What's happening?
I was going to say, it's me, DMV, and then a homie from the Facebook group. Like, yo, what's up, man? You ready, man? Fuck the bullshit, yo. Are you ready?
Man, Caps, you already know me, man. Like, I stay ready, so I ain't got to get ready.
Look, Danny, I'm going to tell you how I feel, man. It's 2017. I feel like all the work you put in, I feel like all the classics you gave us,
right?
It was all to lead to here. You here now.
Oh, yeah, I'm here to stay, too. Yeah, it's time. Yeah, this definitely the year, man. All the doubt, all the hate, all of the questions and this and that and the Rex and the 12K and is that Danny Style don't translate in New York and New York don't fuck with that. All that shit, all that shit finna end on Saturday.
Okay. Okay. I'm just making sure, man, because, like, yo, niggas been backing for mad long. Because we know how nice you are. We know how you give a fuck about battle rap, how dedicated you are to this shit. So,
yeah, appreciate
like,
it.
I feel like, lo and behold, it's just like, yo, like, you that nigga, fuck all the hate. When it comes to watching a good battle, we know you going to give it to us.
Absolutely. No question. Niggas never questioned whether Danny was going to come with three rounds and was he, you know, going to bullshit or complain about anything. Like, I always just came and did my work, man, and just let the fans have it, you know?
But at the same motherfucking time, if your ass loses teams, hey, bro, I can't, I don't know.
Stop it. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
I just got
to
be honest, Danny. If you lose,
man, listen, I would deserve that. But look, I'm coming for the knockout, the first round knockout. First round knockout. I'm going to tell you why. Anytime somebody come to Vegas and fight Floyd, they can't let him get to the scorecards because it's always going to go to Floyd.
Okay.
When you're fighting a champion, you gotta knock the champion out. Cause if it's too close, Floyd gonna get the call every time, even if he don't.
Call might have dropped. Sound like it went out right quick.
Hey, Danny. Stay long. I think his call must have dropped. Shit.
I'm texting.
He's calling
to talk
that
already.
Shit too.
Yeah, his call to this now. Hold on. I'm about to call him right back.
Danny started getting electric, man. Made the phone cut out, man. He's about to get hyped.
Oh, shit. Damn, I think his call might have actually not even dropped. I think his phone might have died because now it's going to voicemail.
Oh, word? Yeah, because he ain't texting back either. I just
yeah. Not going to voicemail and shit. Your blog talk be tripping sometimes. It be kicking niggas off and shit a lot, too. But it going to voicemail, it got to be his phone. He probably
yeah.
Some fucking time to, he probably some time to get his shit to get, hello? Okay, I just see we just lost the other caller and shit. All right, he's calling me right back. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, Danny, you on, Danny?
Yeah, I'm driving through mountains and shit, so it's kind of like...
Oh, you driving? Okay. Well, Danny.
Yeah, I'm driving through the mountains and shit, so my service is kind of like going in and out.
Oh, shit. All right, you good.
But like I was saying, I'm going for the first round knockout, man, because, you know, I can't let it get to the bottom of the third, and me and Steam just looking debatable, because it's too easy for somebody to say Steam won.
Exactly.
It can't look debatable. But there are things outside of my control, such as he's at home. You feel me? He's at home. He's got the whole we go hard there. So any little decent thing he say, they probably going to super gas it or whatnot because that's what they do. But I'm not going to let that affect me. I'm just going to do my work. But I know on camera, definitely, it'll be a 3-0. 3-0. I don't give a fuck about. Yeah, man. I can't let things get a fucking round, man.
Oh shit, nigga.
If we leave the first round and the battle ain't over after my first round, then I'm gonna be very disappointed in myself. The battle has to be over by the end of my first round.
God damn. Okay.
I'm coming for straight souls. Fuck blood. I don't want blood. Blood can dry up and get washed away. I want a soul. You can collect souls. Remember the Ghostbusters? How they used to collect the souls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want his soul so I can keep it forever.
Bro, this shit's about to be crazy. Hey, DMZ, how you doing it?
For me, we just talked the other day, man. I'm gonna say this, man. I told Danny, and I want you to answer this before I put my prediction out there, because I mean, people probably know I got you winning, but I'll say how I got you winning in a minute. But before I do that, since this was pushed back twice, you know what I'm saying? It was supposed to happen last year.
More than that. Like five times, bro. Five times pushed back.
Yeah. So when we was talking the other day, I think that's a distinct advantage for themes. I think, you know, you write quick. You know what I'm saying? You get your stuff down packed. You know, you probably can do three rounds, you know what I'm saying, in a week or 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, and had the stuff all down packed. Themes, I'm sure, has had the longest amount of time to write for a single individual. He know that you're nice, so he's going to come well prepared. How does that go into your
Absolutely.
Plan? You know what I'm Explain how does that go into your plan, and now knowing it's been pushed back a couple times, Think about this,
brother. Hey, check me out, DMV.
Go ahead.
You got to understand, just as much time as he had, I had. So, just like you said, you can imagine what I could put together in that amount of time. You feel me?
Okay.
So,
okay.
You got to think about it, man. Like, if you get Stings a week and you give me a week, come think about this, bro. We actually were supposed to battle on Born Legacy 3, but he said he wasn't ready. I was ready. You gotta understand. I was ready. He wasn't ready.
I remember. So
he said, "Yo, let's do it on Born Legacy 4."
I got you. So tell me, how much time did you have to write for B-Dot before, you know, y'all put the contract down? And y'all
we had a good time. We had about 5 months. So you see what I came up with for B-Dot in 5 months.
So that's what I'm going to say. So my prediction.
Imagine what I've come up with for Steams in 6. Let's see. Let's think. Like June, July, August, September, October, November, December, damn. Yeah, we had a whole lot of time. And I've actually used the time wisely, which I hope all the other battlers on the card did, because when you got that much time, you got time to look at certain shit in your rounds. It might have been hot when you wrote it, but then when you look at it later, you can be like, oh, you know what? I was tripping. This shit whack. I can take this out in my ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to take out not that many bars, but I had some bars in there that it probably just wouldn't hit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that we had this extra time, because it also allowed me to change my strategy on him too. So, you know,
okay.
I got ridiculous amounts of offense as well as defense.
Because
I'm not
going to
be
like,
just so offensive where it's just me bar, punch, bar. No. I've got a strategy and a defense built into my shit. So it's going to be definitely a new Danny that y'all never seen.
All right. I rock with Steams, but with Danny just put down, I'm going to agree with a 30, no body bag, because Steams will come to fight, but I'm going to say Danny will get all three rounds.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like this is going to be the best thing we ever saw, you know what I mean? But it's niggas always look different when they're in front of me, man. Like, I pressure niggas, man. Like, certain niggas just don't look like the killers they be looking like when they in front of other niggas.
True. Okay. Damn.
And Steve's is stumble prone. He's stumble prone. Like, this is well known. So you got to imagine, it's like... Even though, think about it, I don't think it would be a problem of him remembering his bars, because he had a lot of time. So if he's been smart, he's been memorizing his shit, so he's not going to choke or stumble. But when a nigga pressuring you, that's another way somebody can choke or stumble, is when they being intimidated. It's a psychological thing. You can choke from memory. You can choke from memory, or you can choke from pressure. You see what I'm saying? So I think this, like, he could. I'm not saying he is, but there's that possibility that he could mess up. People gotta look at that too.
Your shit is that crazy? You think that he definitely might choke?
Man, listen, man. Like I said, first round knockout, man. First round knockout. He gonna know that the battle is unwinnable. By the end of my first, he gonna know he can't win.
That's why I be saying,
and even though he already on the ground with this shit, this Black MC got another 2 rounds of this shit. So he gonna be thinking like, God damn, this was just this nigga first round? This nigga first round was like this? And it's 2 more coming? That's crazier? Mm. You gotta understand certain situations. You just, only thing you can do is just do the best you can and just let the chips fall where they may. If you let Sting tell it, he gonna 30 me. You see what I'm saying? If you let him tell it, he gonna kill me. You know what I mean? He's supposed to say that.
You know what, Danny?
But I ain't been killed, man. You gotta think about it. I ain't been killed by no nigga. Like, if you can say I lost this battle or so-and-so edged me out, but y'all ain't never seen me die to no nigga. And I've been in there with JC and B-Dot and Chilla, Danger, Sway, Clips, Bird, Rex. I've been in there with niggas that be killing niggas. And I never died. So why is it that Stings, of all those names, is going to be the one to kill me?
Okay. Why you had to say it like that though?
Nah, man, because it just be disrespectful when I be seeing niggas like, oh, Sting's finna body Danny. Sting's on body. Like, nigga, I ain't never been body, first of all. I never been body, so why is it gonna happen now? Sting's of all people.
Say your caps.
If I was facing Luxor Hollow and y'all said I'm gonna get body, you got more of a leg to stand on when you say that. But when we're talking Steams, who, I don't know, like, you got the better with E Nash, my nigga. Like, it's not.
Yo, I thought that battle was dope, Danny.
Steams won. First of all, Steams won, but it shouldn't have been to where niggas is saying E Nash won. I know fans got they certain
things. Everybody said Enes won that scene. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying, my nigga. So how is it that the nigga who everybody got losing to Ness is going to 3-0 me? God damn. And that's not even no bar nigga.
Caps.
Ness not even a lyrical nigga. So I don't know. That just be hate, man. That just be niggas just saying that to say that. Like I always say, you can think somebody gonna lose, and then you can want somebody to lose.
Mm.
That's the difference. Like, you got different type of fans. You got fans that, like, calculate shit, subtract minus, and do the intangibles and really do the homework, and then they'll come up with their prediction and why, and then they can stand behind it. But then you got niggas that'll just say stupid shit like, oh, Sting's gonna body Danny. Why Sting's gonna body Danny? Because Sting's wanted more. Sting hates that nigga. That's why. Like, that's not fucking a plausible explanation. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you just want me to lose.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Danny, bump that.
But it's not going to happen. I always say, right idea, wrong nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, he might 30 his next nigga. You feel me? But not this time. Not Saturday. Saturday, he's getting 30.
Okay, so, all right. So after Sting, who's next?
I can't say. Well, it's a cave gang, nigga. Y'all guess who it is. You know, I already got off the phone with Mario. It's a cave. Me and him. He know who it is. Me and him already talked, but he might not. He might announce it, but it's a cave gang, nigga. I told y'all this year I'm taking out the whole cave by myself. It's a cave gang member. That's all I can say.
All right, so you got Av.
It's only so many it could be.
Yo, my nigga, you got Av? Yo.
I didn't say it was Av. I'm just saying it's a Cave gang member.
But didn't you battle YK? Come on.
Yeah, I already battled YK, so it just leaves.
When?
Hey. It's a Cave gang member,
yo,
man.
Stop playing with me, bro. Oh, my. Yo. You know why I'm saying Bridge?
No, well, for one, I'm going to just say this. For one, that's who me and him already spoke. We already agreed to it. So that's going down next. And then after that, it's a Team Hami member.
So you got Bridge next and then a Team Hami member. Let me think. Money Bag.
Yeah. Damn, man. Yo, I'm playing.
Yo, you fucking crazy, man. Hey, let's change the subject, man. Let's change the subject, man. First of all, I didn't say that. I didn't say no name.
You ain't confirming.
Yeah, I'm not confirming or denying. I'm just saying I got a Cave Gang member next, and we're talking about me and a homie member for Born Legacy 5.
Yo, that would be
so you just gotta figure out who the matchup is, but they'll announce it soon. I ain't gonna announce it.
Man, fuck that shit. It gotta be Briz in fact. Because you said that you wanted Briz for what he did to Pass, number one. So I know it's Briz, number one.
I also said I wanted Rock and Av too. So
yeah,
my nigga,
you're not getting Rock through the door. You're not. And then when I said Av, you said I didn't say that, so it's gotta be Briz. And Briz is, hey man. I could be wrong, but whatever. I just have a strong feeling it's Briz. And then the reason why I said Moneybagg is because of the battle. It's a fire battle. That's why I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, man. So if that's who you think it is, that's who it is. So I ain't even, you know what I mean?
Whatever. It ain't you saying shit, but I'm assuming.
So, because I don't want nobody out there putting no tweets out and no Facebook posts like Danny got so-and-so neck. If it ain't being, like, officially announced, then don't say that. Just y'all can speculate all y'all want, but whatever. I just know fans definitely going to be satisfied with the battle.
Oh, this shit right here is going to be crazy.
If you look
bro.
At the Born Legacy,
I'm not worried about them niggas right now. I got to take care of this cake, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't even matter but see, this is what I'm saying. When a nigga know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when you just know what's going to happen, what you going to do to a nigga, it's like, I'm not worried about nothing. I done been in front of killers, man. Like West Coast Dread is a killer. He don't got that many battles, but Dread is a killer. Niggas might not want to put stock into that battle, but that was a killer I was in front of. B-Dot was a killer. Steams ain't like them niggas, man. Y'all can't put Steams in the same ring with B-Dot. Like, real shit, man. You telling me if B-Dot get it in the ring with Steam, you telling me Steam's going 3-0 B-Dot? Or he's even going to make it to where it's debatable? No. Steam's would die fucking with B-Dot. This is what I'm saying. I go through wars like that, and then I get disrespected by niggas doubting me on Steam. And it's not to say, like, I'm over cocky, over confident, or I'm like downplaying Steams, I'm sleeping on Steams, and oh, see, Danny, that's why you gonna get killed, cause you sleeping. Like, no, you never seen me sleep on nobody. Y'all niggas seen me kill niggas over the phone. I'm the nigga. You feel me? I take phone battles serious. You see what I did to Clips and Newborn on your phone?
Yeah.
I go hard on the phone, my nigga. So you think I'm not finna go? I know what I'm up against. This is my return to New York on URL in his borough, in Steam's borough, with his crowd, with his niggas. And it's just me coming by myself. It's just me versus the whole, all of them situations. So it's I don't have the luxury to sleep on that. Otherwise, I would die in that ring. And I should die if I was asleep, but I don't sleep. You feel me? That's the problem. Niggas could beat me easily if I didn't care, if I didn't take it serious.
Yo, man, this shit about to be crazy right here, man. Because Danny, all right, you know what? I gotta ask a question, Danny. Do you feel like Chess, Briz, and T Top stock is higher than yours or past yours?
Because they've been on those big stages. They've been consistently on URL. Now, when we talk about stock and we talk about skill, you know, I care more about the skill shit of this. Now, if you say, are them niggas better than me, now that's where we have an argument. If you say their stock is higher, I'll agree to that. Yeah, they stock higher, but can they fuck with me? No. No.
Hold on. So Briz can't fuck with you?
At all. I mean, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, me and Briz been talking about this for like 4 years. You understand?
Yo,
like, so I know. And? That don't apply to me. That don't apply to me. What the fuck? You on fire to them niggas. It's different when you stand in front of me. I'm an animal. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I like that. I like for you to be on fire. Now just make it fun for me.
What about T-Top?
I mean, me and T-Top are actually like cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not interested in that one. We both spoke, like, you know, when he kind of kicked it with me in Vegas, we talking about it. We playing around like we was going to do it, but I'm not interested in that. Like, I see him as like a homie, but if he wants to smoke, he could die too. He could die.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, but y'all are cool, so.
It's not even about that. It's just not, like, it's kind of like a style clash that I'm not interested in.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, what could we talk about to each other? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he talk about that street lifestyle, I can talk that with him. But then when I get into this bar game shit, he can't go there with me. You know what I'm saying?
True.
When I switch gears on him, then what? Now what he gonna do? Try to, you know, if he try to go out of his character and he try to go out of it, then that's when he gonna fall short. But I'm not interested in that battle.
All right. Chess, so, he's we go hard.
Oh, man. He's going to die with Fiends on Saturday. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's dying with Fiends.
Okay.
So that's our, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even want a standalone battle with him anyway. I'm not interested in battling him, man.
Hey, yo, my son
is his age.
My whole thing is, you don't want New Jersey Twerk and Jack Boy Maine and these niggas stock being past yours to the point that they just want to see them more than you. That's my whole point.
I at this point, I want people to see them more than me. Niggas done seen me for 5 years. Let them niggas do 5 years of classes. That's when we can talk about them niggas.
Stop playing, bro. I mean, you sound like you don't care about battle rap anymore. Stop playing.
No, I do. What I'm saying is, those guys need looks. They need shots. They need. I mean, I like Jack Boy Man, and I like Twerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see them come up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't care if somebody said they stock was higher than mine. These are younger guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, my motivation ain't about me being more popular than the next nigga. Like, I don't care about that. I'll start caring when niggas start saying them niggas is better than me or something. As long as niggas know where they at in the standings of when it comes to skill, as long as everybody know they under me, then we good. Oh, you more popular? Oh, that's cool. You get more views? That's cool. People like you more? That's cool. You can have all of that. But when y'all start talking, this so-and-so is better than me, that's where we have a problem, because no one's better than me. Fuck it.
Hey, Danny.
That's how I feel.
Hey, Danny, what the fuck are we doing with Mickey Fax, B? Are y'all going to battle? They're not going to battle? What are we doing?
It's going to have to happen. It's going to have to happen, man. I feel like with all the back and forth with me and him over the years, it's like inevitable. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain matchups, I want, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mickey Fax. I want that one to be outside on a street corner, though. I don't even want that to be on no league, per se. I want that to be as raw as it can get. Because he claims he's from that era. I know he is, and we from that old school time. We some older niggas, so I'll take Mickey Fax on the street. A random fan can film it and throw it up on his YouTube channel and get all the views. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll kill that nigga. Other matchup
man,
I'm interested in is, let's see, I don't know, maybe Disaster. Me and Disaster. Me and Illmac. Tough challenges. Tay Rock act like he's running. He said he was in L.A.
and he would come only if he could bring his whole cave gang. So we was trying to work out the logistics of that as far as matchups, like an East versus West card.
Yeah, cave gang versus the West.
Yeah, cave versus the West. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the there's politics with that, you know, because it would have to be me, Nitty, B-Dot, Daylight, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a Geechee Gotti, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo,
Dewey Newton.
No, it doesn't, bro. It could be Thesaurus. It could be Illmatic. It could be Peanut.
Nah. I'm going to tell you why. What? Right. So you telling me, honestly.
Cash.
Nah, bro, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you why. Nobody would even care to see them versus street guys. Cave Gang is a bunch of street niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's not no knock on the source because he's a legend. He paid away for, you know, everybody else on the West. But nobody really interested. And actually, the source probably could beat some of them niggas over there. You know what I'm saying? Paz, he already lost the bridge.
So?
He lost the bridge, so why? I mean, he lost in a convincing fashion. He's not. I don't know if he would be able to put up that type of fight with them. If I'm gonna put my team together, I'm gonna handpick my team of killers.
Listen, bro. If Paz can't come back and come back in a fight battle versus YK, who else does Cave Gang? Is Tay Rock, Az, Briz, YK,
Ryder. Yeah, it's five niggas.
I'm like, give Paz Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, he probably could beat Ryder. You know what I'm saying? He could beat Ryder, man. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't handpick him
right
now.
You know what? You kind of right. Geechee Gotti got to get Ryder.
And Geechee will smoke Ryder.
That'd be
I ain't gonna say he'll smoke him, but listen, hold on, I'm gonna take that back. He wouldn't smoke Ryder, but I got confidence Geechee could beat him. Geechee is a real street nigga for real.
Hold on, how the hell we gonna say the West? But how the hell we gonna say the West and not say Diz?
Yeah, we could put Diz in there. We could put Diz in there. Yeah, definitely, we could put Diz. And like I said, it would probably be the Daylight, Nitty, B Dot.
Man, I'm trying to see Chuck Jazz in that car, bro.
But there's just too many obstacles in the way of that.
Okay.
That wouldn't work.
If y'all had it at the bunker, that would be crazy.
Hey man, we gonna try to make something happen. But like I said, I'm just really, you know, certain niggas I'm interested in. They already know who they are. I done called these niggas out. So I ain't gonna keep calling. I'm not gonna keep calling and keep begging and like, no, I don't do that. I said what it was, and you want the smoke or not? Fuck all the. Well, we gotta see if it's no. Cause when a nigga call me out, it's like, what's happening? I don't never say, well, let me see if your views and my views and if I can benefit off of this. Let me call Beasley and let me call Smack. Let me see if I can get this approved and let me see if fans are interested in it. I don't do none of that. Nigga call me out. It's like, nigga, strap up. Get your boots on. Pack the lunch.
And that's
meet
it.
Me there. Meet me there a half hour early. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm just that, man. I'm not with the extra shit. So when I
Danny, there's so many motherfuckers you could be battling. You could be battling DNA. You could be battling K-Shine.
Me and DNA probably inevitable. That probably have to happen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? K-Shine, he probably a little too emotional, man. And I see that ending in a fight. You feel me? Like, you know, like. I'll be barking on him. I might be too close on him. I might, you know what I'm saying, make him feel a certain way if I say something a certain way, and he might want to, you know. So I'm not with all that shit. So I wouldn't even want to do that battle because I know how I would be
in that battle.
Yeah, versus K-Shawn, yeah, because he's a live wire. So it's like, why even, and you know, I definitely invoke some shit. I'll be saying some foul shit that niggas might want to swing on me on. You feel me?
and I ain't gonna hold my tongue.
But Tay Rock is a live wire too.
Hey man, but look, he's been more consistent than K-Shine over the years. If you go back 5 years from let's just go from 2013 when I first got on the scene. From there to here, like me and Tay Rock been two of the me Tay Rock I would say DNA, who else? JC, the Writer's Block team, been the most consistent as far as output of good battles and no bullshit, no choking, no complaining, no quitting in the middle of the battle type of shit. So why not put the two most consistent niggas over the last 5 years versus each other? I mean, that just makes sense.
True.
And see who come out on top. So that's why I'm saying, like, me and DNA finally don't have to go down. Plus, when I think about it, I never battled nobody from NWX, ever. Mm-hmm. And I've been said I wanted to take them niggas down. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Big T, who else? Saga, DNA, like, them three.
We don't want to see the Saga battle, bro. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I would send him. I would definitely send him. I would send K-Shine. DNA could make it a fight, but he would lose too. He definitely would lose.
Hey Danny, you see the UW card, the UW event?
No, I just was catching all the recaps. I haven't seen none of the battles yet.
Okay. I was going to ask you who won, Danny, DNA or Pat Stay?
I don't know. I'm hearing Pat Stay. That's what people be telling me. People tell me Sharon beat Tay Rock. A lot of people called me and said that. So I'm not surprised.
Sharon rounds 1 and 3, yeah.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, Sharon is one of the better battle rappers on the earth. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't think he gets the props he deserves. And maybe race has something to do with it. Maybe he just. Black people don't.
True, but I mean, all right. Is there a chance that a lot of his success is because of his race too?
No. None of that has nothing to do with his race. No, I don't think it's the like. Would you say that about Big K? You feel me? I wouldn't say. I think maybe the first few times you've seen Big K is like, oh shit, this is a white boy rapping like this. Or Glue Easy or some shit like that. Or you know what I mean? But it's like, after a while, you know that's just who they are. That's what they do. And
yeah,
you respect that every time.
Nice,
so it can't. Sharon done had, 90 some battles? You can't still be saying it's because of he's white. You know,
it eventually has
to be he's just skilled. And that's why I said he's one of the more better battlers on the earth. And he just don't get the proper respect. Same thing like Three Jones. I be seeing niggas shit on him all the time. Like they act like he be losing. It's like he's winning battles and no one cares. He beat Ars 3-0. Nobody said nothing about it. Why? Partially because it was on the Fab card and no one cared about the card. But, I mean, a battle is still a battle because if Ars had 3-0 Serious Jones, then you would hear a whole bunch of hoopla about it.
True.
But because Sirius beat him, niggas swept it under the rug. Niggas be shitting on Sirius, but he don't lose. He might be, in a grand scheme of things, over the body of work, he might be over Mook. You could argue. You could argue he's over Mook. And I got Rex and Sirius Jones over Mook, actually.
You got Rex and Sirius Jones over Mook?
Yeah, because... Like I said, man, Mook ain't traveled, man. Mook ain't came to no hostile environment. Mook ain't came to St. Louis or L.A. Rex hit the road, man. He put himself in dangerous situations and come and still put on. So I got Rex over Mook overall in the grand scheme of shit.
But they said, right. But you got to remember, Dan, when Bizarre came on, he said Mook ran through Detroit, bro. He said he ran through Detroit. And that wasn't no easy. I mean, back
and a
in
million niggas and a million niggas say they okay, and a million niggas said they
I mean,
never
that's
lost
a third
for a fight
party,
club.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a million niggas say they never lost on Fight Club. So, we not counting that. That don't count. Show us if you can do that right now.
Okay. All right. So, everything that happened off camera don't count because we didn't see it?
We can't count it. I battled Papoose. Listen. I battled Papoose in Williamsburg Project in 2000. That was 17 years ago. Beat the nigga. Lady Luck. Battle her in Times Square. Beat her. Who else? Dragon. And DNY was there. DNY was there when I battled Dragon. They the ones came and got me. And I killed Dragon. But we can't, I don't count none of this shit. I beat game. Come on. Like, these are industry niggas that I've been running through.
What you said this now?
No, I said I beat game. Dragon. Papoose, Lady Luck,
but none of the
rapper, LA Game, his manager at the time.
You battled Game?
Yes. Ask
when?
Yeah, bro.
That was 06. Big Chuck can confirm me. Yeah, Big Chuck. If anybody know Big Chuck from the Drama Family, he's the one that set it up. And if y'all want to confirm that, you can go to Big Chuck, and he's the one that set it up. Game, actually, what he did was he spit one of the verses off of his Doctor's Advocate? Yeah, so before that album dropped, the one of the verses where he said, knock the nigga, take the money out of his tube sock. He spit that. That's what he spit to me. But it wasn't out yet. So I didn't know that was like an album verse he was spitting.
I had
like all original shit. But look, I don't never go around and be counting these though. It's why I be telling niggas like my battle history go way before what niggas even know. Like my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I lived in Brooklyn. I stayed in Williamsburg. That was back in 2000. That was 17 years ago. I was battling niggas in Brooklyn before Staines was battling niggas in Brooklyn. You understand? This is what I'm saying. Like that, all that, oh, Danny, don't, New York don't fuck with Danny. Like, y'all just don't understand. Y'all don't know. This shit is like, it's like a home game for me. That's why I said that shit in my trailer. Like, it's like me just coming home. Me coming to Brooklyn? You feel me? Like, it's just a home game. It's another home game for me. I don't care about none of that we go hard shit.
Yo, my nigga, that nigga said he battled Game. I'm, like, in shock. Like, what?
Game, Papoose.
How did Game come about?
Big Chuck, he was managing me at the time. And he, you know, he was like, yo, I could hit Game up and I want y'all niggas to, like, go back and forth right now. I want to see what's up. And he called. Hey, it actually was over the phone. It was a phone battle. You can confirm me with Game. Ask Game. And, you know, so ask Big Chuck because I know he'll tell the truth. Shit. But let me see. I battled Lady Luck. It was more of a cipher, but she came at me, though. It was me, Shells, SAS from the Dipset, Mega Man and Mayhem.
Dipset in London?
It was Mega Man and Mayhem, the two brothers from London. It was Shells, me, Lady Luck, and we was in front of the Virgin Mega Store. And we was just all ciphering, but then she just stopped the cipher and just came at me. Like on some nigga, like, who is you? I'm signed to Def Jam because she had a white Cadillac. She had a Cadillac truck parked like right there on the street. She was flossing on us. We was all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was like, damn, this bitch is really stunting on us right now. She's talking about her Def Jam contract and I got a contract. Who is this nigga? Get out of my face. So I flamed her. I flamed her real quick. And she immediately turned around and started back rapping towards like the rest of them niggas. I'm like, yeah. You feel me? Dragon, he said, after I flamed him, he told DNY, he said, hey, y'all need to sign this nigga. He was like the only New York nigga that kept it real and wasn't no hate. He was like, yo, sign this nigga. He's like, yeah, he just fucked me up. Sign this nigga.
Damn.
This was in 2000, bro. Like, this was 17 years ago. But I've been battling for a long time. A long time.
And that's
this team shit, what y'all talking about? Stop it. I done been in front of killers, man. Killers.
All right, just making sure you're waiting for this shit, man.
I stay ready, man. I'm definitely I'm finna do some legendary shit, man. It's not even about me going and spinning some dope bars. It's not even about that, man. I'm on some like, let me leave the game a gem. Let me leave a jewel. Let me do something new that y'all niggas ain't never did before. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck spitting bars. Like, okay, well, everybody got bars now, right? Everybody got bars. It's fucked up that the lyrical niggas get shitted on. Me and JC, Chilla, you know what I'm saying? We get shitted on. But we can't, like, this is a sport where you're supposed to be lyrical, but now it's like, oh, but it ain't just about bars no more. You got to understand that, Danny. You got to have more than that. You got to have performance and crowd control and this and that and this and that. But y'all are getting away. See, y'all turning this shit to Lil Yachty now and Lil Uzi Vert now. You understand? Like, this was the last place where fans could come and get guaranteed true bars and lyricism. Because if you turn on the radio, you're getting what you're being force-fed and industry-controlled and executive-controlled music. Battle rap is the where we're supposed to be the rawest, but now we turn this into the industry. The art of lyricism is dead. It'll be a lost art. Like 20 years from now, niggas will be saying, yo, there was a such thing called lyricism. And they'll be teaching their kids. They'll have to show their kids in a book or YouTube videos what lyricism was, or have to dig up some old Nas CDs to show what lyricism was, because we're getting out of that and it's turning into another entirely separate genre. I wouldn't even call what I'm hearing nowadays hip hop. I wouldn't call it that. They call it mumble rap or whatever fuck they want to call it. You know what I mean? And now they battle rap is getting like that. Like, fuck them bars, so, nigga. If you want to be popular, so you want to be on Summer Madness, sacrifice them bars, nigga. Fuck them bars, nigga. Go up there and do a spin and a jump kick.
Let me ask you this, man. You remember when Chilla battled Prep, right? You remember that battle? Okay. I'm gonna compare it to something right here. Oh yeah, I remember. I'm going to compare something right quick. If you remember when Hov back in the day was with Jazzo and Big Daddy Kane, you know, and they was, you know, he was just coming up. Remember how he used to rap, like, super fast? And if you go down and you can listen to what he was saying, you know what I'm saying? He was saying some dope material. He was saying dope stuff, but, you know, he was kind of a clone of what Jazzo was doing a little bit, and he was rapping so fast. Somebody had told him, hey, man, you're saying some nice stuff. I need you to slow it down a little bit so people can understand you. Once he did that, and, you know, then he dropped a classic, and then, you know, then he's been, you know, leading the pack ever since. When you watch that Chilla battle, Chilla, you know, used to do a whole bunch of overcomplicated things, put people to sleep. He dumbed it down a hair. He turned it down a hair. It had a great performance, body prep, you know, killed him. If you haven't seen the High Stakes 2 card yet, but he turned it down, the extra scheming and all that a little bit, was a little more aggressive. He dumbed it down a little bit, and I think he got a clear 2-1 win, and people was really fucking with Chilla, to be honest, more so than anything else. Do you think that you would have to – do you think at any point that you've is there any minor adjustment, you know what I'm saying, that you need to make that full transition, or is it just – this is me, and this is what I'm going to keep rocking.
Yeah, definitely. I get what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. It'll be shown Saturday. That's why I said people are going to see a Danny they haven't seen before. I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. I learned a lot, like, from one battle. One battle, if you can lose but still learn from it, you'll be great. And I'll use myself as an example. My first PG was J. Real. And I had some super complicated shit, and I was rapping super fast, and I was just super eager. And J-Rail was really just deliberate, slow flow, funny, just doing all kind of different things. And he beat me. And I lost my first TG battle. And I learned from it. I said, damn, okay. I can't be super, super lyrical and be rapping like Razzcaz and shit up here. It's not going to work on this Smack stage. So my very next PG, I dumbed it down, but still kept it lyrical with Mark Minor, and you've seen a whole different Danny from the J-Rail battle to the Mark Minor. And it was just a one battle difference. It didn't take me no 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 battles to figure it out. It just took me one battle to see. And I learned from that J-Rail loss. And that was the best thing that, listen, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, that was the best thing that ever happened to me was losing that battle. Because if I had won, then I would continue rapping like that. And I would have not got better. In order for me to learn.
What did you learn out of this, out of the YK battle? What takeaways did you have out of that battle?
You know what? Definitely, it was just people, you know, my passion was just too, I was just too much, man. It was like, but I couldn't control that at that time because me and him was talking back and forth, talking. It was so much shit me and him was talking over the years. It was like, nigga, I'm talking my shit on this stage. But I learned from that. That's why you're going to see a whole different calm, slow, deliberate Danny on Saturday.
All right.
Because it'll take away, niggas be like, oh, Danny just hypes himself. He gasses his bars way
all
too
right,
much.
Yeah, but Danny, man, you don't want to just fuck your whole shit up.
Trust me. It's I'm not going to say it's like a 180, but it's a definite improvement. Feel me? If that's the best way I can say it. Like, I'm going to still be me, but just not so much where it's where niggas can say I'm gassing myself or I'm hyper. Like, it ain't going to be
But all niggas is talking about is when you, like, grab niggas and be like, yo, wake up and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, I don't think you should change your style. Because I don't know about you and Calm. I don't know if that's going to work.
Nah, you got to understand, this is a very surgical. This is going to be a very surgical dissection of this man. Because I want these motherfuckers to hear each and every word that I'm saying. Because every single line is some shit. Every single line is something. And if you're not listening, you might miss some shit. Especially my first round. Like, my first round is more like, I'm going to show this nigga what pen game is. And what being direct is. You know what I'm saying? Because there's ways niggas could take away a battle from you. They could be like, Danny was dope, but he wasn't direct. That shit didn't apply to Steens. Steens was more direct and to the point. So that's why Steens won. I'm going to show niggas how to blend being lyrical and direct. You know what I'm saying? It's an art to this. This is art. My second round, I'm dumbing the fuck out on him with the bars. My third round, I'm going to do some shit niggas never did in battle rap.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, I'm trying to leave, like, a legendary three rounds on that stage.
Shit. Okay.
Man, Smack got to get pay-per-view going, man. I want to see this live. Smack got to get pay-per-view, man.
That's
going.
Man, yeah, I definitely got it. Like, I don't know what he coming with. I have no idea. And personally, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what he say. He can say all this, I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to say. You can get into the personals. You can get to your Dragon Ball shit. You can get into the Regs 12K. I don't care. Say what you got to say. I'm glad to hear it. Entertain me while I'm not rapping. That's what your purpose is. That's what your three rounds is. Your three rounds is to entertain me while I'm not rapping. Because when it's my turn again, it's back to killing you. Just entertain me while I'm killing you. That's what his three rounds is for. Just say some shit that I want to hear that'd be dope to me.
Man, this shit about to be fucking crazy, man. That's what business shit, man. Shit, I ain't mad at that shit. Yo, Danny, hey, man. Hey, good luck in your battle and shit. I'm going to get you back up here after the battle and shit.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to DMV.
Tell me. As soon as that shit is over, I'm going to hit you to see what's going on and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, just look. Just stay close to your Twitter updates. That's all I can tell you. Hopefully these niggas on Twitter are going to be able to keep up with the amount of bars that's coming, because they're going to be trying to tweet, and you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this nigga Danny just said this. Oh, hold on. He just said this. Oh, wait. He just said this. As if they're going to keep coming. So, y'all Twitter finger niggas, get your Twitter shit ready. You feel me?
That's what it is. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Definitely going down, Danny and Steams. All right, good luck, my nigga.
Indeed.
Peace.
Word is mom. Peace.
Man, this shit about to be fucking crazy. Danny Myers and Steams, a lot of shit talking. Finally, is going down.
Bro, this car is kind of crazy. Now I'm thinking about it. I looked back at it like Tuesday, and I was like, yo, this is gonna be a dope car. I think this one actually could be better than the last one. What you think?
The last one, let me see.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. Say it again.
I said this joint got bangers on it from top to bottom, man. It's crazy.
Nah, you right about that shit. Yo, hold on one second. I'm going to call Battle Truth. See what he said. He wanted to, I didn't see his UW predictions, but I know he wanted to. Let's see what's going on real quick. Damn, I just spoke to this nigga. This is my guy. All right, I'm calling right now. My fault, damn it. Yeah, he probably gonna be back and shit. Hey, yo, DMV. As for the best battle on this card, who you got?
You said what's the best battle gonna be on the card?
Yeah, you think it's gonna be Avenue, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be Avenue. It's like Avenue Red. I think Steams and Danny, Prez, and Moneybags.
That's who I got.
Then that I'm intrigued by the E Hart joint, man, to be honest, because I ain't seen Hart in a minute. Last time she was dope, so I know she's sitting on material. And we ain't seen Jazz in a long time, so you know I hope it turned out good, you know, for them. Hold up, who else on there?
But Carter the Night though.
I don't think they're gonna make the card of Battle of the Night. You know what I'm saying? I'm really that Avenue Red, because O-Red ain't battling a minute. And last time he battled, he was dope. You know what I'm saying? That was the daylight battle, right? Wasn't that the last time he battled?
The ad battle that, yeah.
No, I mean O-Red. It was O-Red and daylight.
No, you said
right? Avenue,
not
right.
Adam. You said that battle daylight. You talking about
O-Red?
Oh, Mike P and Trez.
Oh, that's on the joint too. God, dog. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that shit right there and shit. Mike P and Trez.
I just, you know, the only thing I'm worried about, and I hope Trez don't fall in that trap. One thing Mike P's good at doing, man, is varying his material, his pitch, his flow, and everything. You know, once you get through round one and two of Trez, a lot of times, like the third round, unless he has some crazy rebuttals, you know, he has like he kind of falls into a pattern.